and get rid of this goddamn car.
Ask that question again.
Are we recording? It looks like we are now.
Are we?
It looks like it.
Do you know how to use the board now? Are you a fucking genius or something?
You hit the red button and now it's at 15 seconds.
Are you a fucking genius or something?
I don't think it takes a genius to use this board.
Right.
I mean, it was expensive. It doesn't mean it's, you know, a gatekeeper.
Right, right.
That's the same thing for Beverly Hills.
Right.
It's expensive. It doesn't gatekeep you. See, black people can legally live there. It's not like gatekeeping in any way. I don't think Brad Pitt's racist because he has $14 trillion. Because I'm not a fucking psycho.
I think he is. I think he is a fucking
racist. I'm not a fucking communist.
No, you know what? He is a racist. Why?
No.
Because money equals racism.
No. He's a rapist. He's not a racist.
Could be.
How dare you? I didn't even laugh at this. It's not even funny, but I I was thinking, instead of Duck Duck Goose, how about like Diddy Diddy News? What about that?
Diddy Diddy Lose.
Diddy Diddy Juice.
Diddy Juice?
Diddy Diddy Juice.
Yeah. Babies?
Diddy 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 News. Ah! Run after him. Get him, get him, get him. Smear him. Smear campaign. Oh, he sat down. What a bitch.
It's funny that like everyone forgot about Epstein, but no one's forgetting about Diddy.
Yeah, it's because Diddy. I don't know why.
It's because he's black, dude. It's racially motivated.
You think it's because he's black? You think that's why they haven't? Well,
it kind of fucked up the community.
What's
the
weird is
like
Epstein hit artists, music guys, movie stars, directors, and politicians.
Yeah, he got
Diddy is like, oh, he fucked Justin Bieber in the ass. Who gives a shit? I care a lot. I cared a lot more about Epstein than I do Diddy.
Right.
I'm not to say that like I don't care at all.
Speaking of another favorite black guy of mine, did you see the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight at all? Because I was like bouncing around house to house like trying to watch it.
Yeah, well, I was court ordered to watch it, so yeah.
Hell yeah! Did you see Mike Tyson's ass?
I did not. No.
Do you want to see Mike Tyson's ass?
I'd love to see his ass. Bust it out.
I'll show you Mike Tyson's
ass. Bust it out. Is it cute? Is he working on his glutes or what? Does he work out his glutes, or is he slacking? Let me see them cheeks.
Fuck. I keep fumbling my phone.
Oh, no worries, man. It's okay. It's not like we have a contract.
It's not like this is people. Like, yeah, you know.
We have a contract with the people of this world.
What's your prediction?
Vicious win.
Vicious win? Vicious Thank win. You, Doug.
Give me that ass.
Love you, too.
Oh, shit. It's already kind of gay. Oh, hell yeah. You think he did that on purpose? What's your prediction?
I have no idea, but that was the highlight of the fight.
He kind
of
does work out his glutes.
It was the highlight of the fight. He kisses his son on the lips, turns around,
come here, boy.
Full ass.
Come here, boy.
Full ass in camera. Netflix even tweeted it. They were like, Mike's feeling a bit cheeky before the fight.
Well, that's so fucking... Really? Is that what they did?
Yep.
Well, that's nice.
I was like, okay, that's probably scripted too then.
Can I get that on a shirt? His ass?
Yeah, I could make that for you. I could do that for you real quick.
That'd be cool, dude. Love to get his ass
nah,
on
that,
a shirt.
Nah, that fight was totally scripted.
What?
The whole fight was scripted.
Why do you say that?
Because I've been like watching like clips from the fight.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the whole fight.
Okay.
But I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, and then also like I was watching clips like back afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, there's like several times where Mike like goes to throw a punch, but then he like pulls back. Like he remembers, oh yeah, this is like staged because I'm getting fucking
who else
20
thinks
million.
This is staged?
Oh, a lot of people. A
really?
Lot of people think it's fucking fake.
Are these people that don't like Jake Paul? What's
it's
the
that,
incentive?
And then it's also like, why does it look like Tyson is pulling back a ton of times? Like, there's several
Maybe
times
he's lost
in the
his
fight.
Confidence.
No, there's just
what
several
What does Rogan think?
Rogan's a fucking retard. Fuck that guy. But, like, there, I've been watching it, and it's like there's a couple times like where he goes, like, he has a chance to pull an uppercut. He goes to. You see him move to do so, and then he pulls back. And it's like, what the fuck? Like that
sure
fight.
I mean, he's like 60 now. You think he just hasn't lost his confidence?
No, it was
he's
all
like,
for
oh,
money.
That's a bad...
It was all for money, and I knew that was going to be the fucking thing from the start.
No, you can't.
It was lame as fuck. That's all I'm saying. The fight gay as hell.
Oh, I lied.
Mike Tyson's legacy ruined after this.
No, you know what's funny? I like, you guys left, you had it on, and I immediately turned it off and put on like a Bobby Broccoli documentary. I don't even give a fuck.
No, I know, but who cares? I care about it because I like watching the fights.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You don't watch UFC ever.
I haven't watched.
You watch
UFC
the big.
I haven't. I haven't watched UFC in like 2 years.
You haven't watched UFC since your boy McGregor.
But that's boxing.
Gone.
I just wanted to watch it because I was interested in like what the fuck was going on. Normally, I wouldn't give a shit. I was just like, all right, whatever, fuck it, put it on. It's free.
The election was my.
It's free to watch.
The election's more my my alley.
Yeah, because you like jerking off to Kamala Harris's fucking flappy tits.
Kamala Harris is kind of a baddie. She can give some mad head.
She looks like Jar Jar Binks, dude. Miss not gonna run for president.
That's not true.
Miss not gonna give her
no,
head.
She's got nice lips. She can get it.
Imagine Jar Jar Binks sucking your dick. Miss, I want to suck your cock.
She'd probably give some wicked head.
Miss, I like your comb.
Yeah, he probably give some wicked head, dude.
Miss, I love it when you're busting solid.
Yeah, I think I remember that in episode 2. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom said, close your eyes. We got to shut the TV down for 10, 15 minutes. For some reason, Lucas was like, all right, throw in the longest sex scene.
Throw in the longest
most
Jar Jar
gruesome,
Binks Anakin sex scene.
Disgusting. Oh, he's talking about Anakin?
And Obi-Wan. And Qui-Gon Jinn's ghost.
Oh, my. Oh, shit.
Dude, he's got all three dicks in his mouth. No, there was a meme going around about like when you lied about being into cosplay and now the chick, now you got Jar Jar being sucking your dick or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't,
wait, so this isn't, oh, okay. You didn't just come up magically with Jar Jar Binks?
No, because, well, you brought up Kamala Harris and like, you know, everyone's been comparing her to Jar Jar Binks lately. I just figured I'd combine Kamala Harris, Jar Jar Binks cosplay, sucking your cock and balls. Mm. Melissa lost the presidency.
I think it's
now I have to suck dick on the corner. Yeah,
I actually think it's funnier to compare Kamala Harris to Hillary Clinton.
I think it's
because they're both
to,
just as white.
I think it's funnier to compare Kamala Harris to Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're like both white. They're both white, annoying bitches.
Yeah.
It's Clinton. Jar Jar Binks, everyone knows what race he is. Everyone, like, it was literally
what,
like.
What, frog?
No, he's like Jamaican. He's a stereotype. Kamala Harris is a,
he's a Jamaican
you know
frog.
What? Kamala Harris is a stereotype of a white bitch. Of
yeah.
a white
You know
what
would be even more racist if Jar Jar Binks was French? Like,
that would, cause, oh, because he's frog kind of? He's a
yeah,
froggy
he's,
person?
Yeah, he's a frog. That's what they call the
that
French.
That would be cool. Because
they eat like frog pussy or whatever over there.
Yeah, they do eat frog ass. I don't think that'd be more offensive. I think it was very offensive the way they had it, actually.
No.
If it was against the French,
no,
people would have.
You know, it was representation in my mind.
Jamaican?
In my mind, like having a Jamaican character in a movie like that, so cool, dude.
Yeah.
So cool.
Well, you know, I have
you're just a fucking bigot, and you don't like seeing other ethnicities in film
you
or
think I could
production.
You think I can go on Twitter right now and be like, I actually like that they got rid of the Cinnamon.
I actually like that they killed Jar Jar Binks.
No,
fuck that Jamaican piece of shit.
I'm a racist, and I'm so happy they got rid of the fucking what's it, Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben. They got rid of the Land O'Lakes bitch. I'm a racist piece of shit, and I love that they got rid of him.
No, they need to bring him back.
No, that's
but they
yeah,
need to be
I'm
like even
you.
More of a character.
Oh, so like,
like double down on the racism. Like if they bring him back, they can't just be like, "Oh, Aunt Jemima's back." Oh, hallelujah! No, it's got to be like Aunt Jemima's back, and she's literally as black as a Sharpie, and her lips are
oh my god,
like super red.
The Land O'Lakes chick is just you know shot in the head with re-education books.
Yeah, and then with RFK's new like food health bill, like the syrup's gonna be made out of like I don't know watermelon oil or something.
Oh man. That is authentic.
So then they're tripling down on the racism.
Yeah, that's what they... I guess, you know what's funny? Aunt Jemima, the syrup, they can never have a watermelon syrup.
Yeah.
Like, IHOP can do it.
Yeah.
They can have watermelon syrup. They can't, because it's Aunt Jemima.
Is there a watermelon syrup? I feel like that would be bad.
Well, they have blueberry, they have cherry, they have all the... Like, they could. I could see a fake watermelon syrup.
Right. But Aunt Jemima brand can't do Aunt Jemima it. Having a watermelon flavored like pancake syrup.
I mean, Georgia would love it.
They probably have like a Kool-Aid pancake syrup or something. I think they do actually. Sake, I'm pretty sure they
do. Aunt Jemima Kool-Aid. Fucking!
I think that's a real thing. No, not the Aunt Jemima Kool-Aid, but the I mean, Aunt Jemima comes back, but she's reincarnated as the Kool-Aid man.
That'd be awesome, dude.
Doesn't even fit on the back of the bus.
That'd be so cool. She's just breaking into fucking jails and fucking it up.
Yeah.
She's breaking into your kitchen. That'd be fucking cool. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it's like it's good to get rid of the diversity. Like increase diversity in writers' rooms and remove talent, but we also have to get rid of the fucking, you know, like the cinnamon guy on Applejack.
It's snow cone syrup. I was thinking of. I swear to God, I thought they had like.
Well, shouldn't that be blubber flavored? I mean, what the fuck? Fucking Eskimo shit. I've got no respect.
This is the episode where freedom of speech makes a comeback.
Yeah, Trump won, bitches. Fuck the Eskimos. it's white dudes rule.
Dudes rock.
See, I'm fucking. Oh, I'm basically fuck. Black. I'm having the cinnamon ons because they're spicy.
No, I'm literally black, dude. My cousin's black.
You're literally black because you're fucking.
I'm also Jewish because my other cousin's Jewish. That gives me the card, allegedly, on the street.
Who
it is?
Who gave you the card?
Both my Jewish and black cousin, two separate people, but they both gave me separate.
I know. You don't have a black Jewish cousin.
No, I said two separate people, two separate cards, but I still got both the cards.
Yeah, one. You got a card from an actual black person.
Yeah, now I'm building a deck.
And you got
Magic
a card from a Jewish person?
I'm building a Magic
Why
the
does he have
deck.
A card?
Because I get to call him the K word for Kool-Aid.
I've called Lubo that for decades. I've called him sneaky, conniving, you know, all like, you know, sussy baka. I've called him all the things. And he hasn't given me a goddamn
sussy caca? You can't call a black person that. That's
he's
almost
a black
racist.
Lubo. Yeah, black. He's fucking a bagel.
He's a bagel bin.
He's a bagel bin. He's not even Jewish.
He loves getting cummed in. That's why he's a bin.
He's not even Jewish.
His ass is a bagel that's been filled with cream cheese.
Man, don't tax me. Oh.
What are we doing right now? Do we have anything to talk about? It's just not.
Actually, I do have something to talk about. You keep stealing my headphones.
And?
The ones that are broken. And it fucking bothers me. What the fuck do you mean, and?
And? Why are you so autistic? That's the same fucking, like...
No, mine are fucked up. Mine are broken. They have, like, the shit because I put my time in them.
Right.
And you always, you know, take that one.
Right.
And I have a theory about it. I think you want to be surrounded and cuddled by something that I've touched.
No, that's not true.
Because you have a secret, hidden love for me.
That's not true.
I think it's sweet, but you got to cut it out. Is that your defense? It's not true? Because that's not very good. That's not a very good defense at all. Literally without fail, he will take the broken headphones.
Nope.
And he'll wear the ones that are like his that he bought from
fake news.
Our national friend.
This is fake news.
No, it's not. I've fucking 14 different separate occasions documented.
That's not true.
I'm building a case right now. What are you doing?
I was looking for something I saved. Because I thought it was funny. And I wanted to show
it to you. We'll be here.
I'm here.
We'll be here. We're trying to make this one an uneditable one. Because apparently you slave away for 14 hours every day editing.
I'm just lazy. I'll admit it. I'm fucking... Sure. I'm a real ass dude.
So
I'm lazy.
Dude, I go home and I fucking... I just work. I work all day. And I'm like, what the fuck do you do, bro? What the hell you
a
mean?
Lot.
You'll sit on your ass and talk to somebody on the phone for 4 hours, and you're like, fuck, I gotta post the episode.
Shit, I didn't do anything this week.
You don't do a
goddamn
thing.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
no.
Oh, actually, I do have something to talk about. I got a bunch of PC parts, right? I bought everything off of Amazon.
Right.
Except for the CPU. The CPU I got from B&H because they had a really good deal on it. Everything came within 2 days, even the B&H one. They didn't even, it came like 3 days early, the CPU. So, you know, the SSD, the fucking PCU, everything.
I mean, yeah, you've got all your days. You've got all your parts. But my question is, where the fuck is the case?
The case I got on Amazon took a week to ship. Took a week. They said it was going to take 2.5-3 days. Right. Took a week. By the time the week happens, which was yesterday, I check. It says, sorry, it's been delayed another 8 days. If you still haven't gotten it within these 8 days, you can submit for a refund. You have the right to submit for a refund.
You should buy a gun and take it to Jeffrey Bezos' house. Why? Because
I need to build a PC. Because
listen, people.
I have all the parts. I'm just waiting on the fucking case. Come on, man. Come on, Amazon. What the fuck?
Amazon, more like Fagazon.
Slamazon.
Slamazon.
I'm going to slam those pigs. You sell them, slam, that bitch. Dude. They sell dildos on them, dude.
That's awesome.
Like, realistic, foreskin-attached dildos.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, I've been addicted to watching Fish Tank Live.
And I bought one on my mother's card, and my dad got mad at her.
That's awesome.
Thanks, man.
But I've been addicted to watching Fish Tank Live.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen me laying on the couch fucking watching it.
Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of mean things to say about it, but I'm going to hold my tongue.
Yeah, hold your tongue, slave.
Keep going. I'm not a slave, you fuck. I'm fucking white and Trump won. I'm the opposite of a slave. I'm the master.
Hey, there's white slaves once upon a time. Look at the Jews.
Do I look Jewish, motherfucker?
You could be.
I've got $4 in my bank account. And I believe there's a hell.
But I've been watching this fucking show, dude. This show is awesome.
Yeah. Who writes it? Who directs it?
It's reality TV.
Oh. Continue. Yeah,
it's trash.
Continue.
It's trash. But I love it. Dude, the whole fucking saga of this season. This is the third season that I'm on.
Yeah.
They're filming it live.
How much money have you spent on it?
I don't want to talk about it.
Over 100. Is it over 100?
No, I've spent the entire podcast's budget on Fish Tank Live.
There's a budget for the show?
Yeah, it's 20,
we have a budget.
It's $20.
No. No, you spent at least 60 on the season pass.
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You admitted that.
No, I did not. I never
said
that.
You 100% said that.
I never said that.
You said it. Well, then how do you have access to all the cameras and shit?
Don't worry about it.
Wow. Well, and then he spent, you know, like a couple, 10, 15 bucks to fucking plug some gay shit. And then how many messages have you said in the show?
Don't worry about what I do on ChatterBait.
I think this is
interesting. Don't worry what I do about on ChatterBait, okay?
I think it's
shut
interesting.
Shut the fuck
up. Because I'll be like, hey, there's no fucking food.
Hey, why
house.
Don't we have any
What's
food
going
in
on?
The house?
You're like, oh, I'm broke. You're spending $400 on fucking Sam Hyde's pet project. It's crazy.
It's
hey,
awesome,
you know,
dude.
Whatever,
it's fucking awesome.
I gambled away my life savings.
I also gambled on the election.
Democrats.
I lost all my money.
You were right, though. You were right about half the shit.
Then
you didn't cash out.
Then I re-gambled it on other shit that I felt like I was going to be right about, and I was totally wrong.
You fucking asshole. See,
it's the parlays.
Fuck. What's his name? Who listens to... Never mind. Justin. That's his name. Justin. He
Jay
actually
Stain?
Made some money. Yeah, Jay Stain.
Yeah, he made like $300 off that shit.
Yeah,
like, God damn it. Fuck.
He pulled out better than you ever have.
That guy pulls out all the time.
He pulled out on Kalshi better than he does with his women.
Well, he doesn't have any kids, so I don't know. I don't know.
That he knows of.
That he knows of. That I know
I'm
of.
Pregnant.
Damn, really? With his kid?
With his kid.
Shit, this is the first time I've seen a pregnant man.
He snuck it in.
The,
why do
the
you
Democrats
think I've gotten
so right.
Big?
The Democrats, the liberals, the trans people, they're right. Men can get pregnant, and you're living proof of that.
I'm proof. I'm proof.
You're living
I'm,
proof of that.
I can't abort it legally.
I can't.
It's been taken from us.
I can't abort anything. But anyways, this,
the right
this season
abort-
of Fish Tank is what I was getting on. Yeah, it's pretty fucking good. They got a schizophrenic gay black dude.
That's cool.
He's been losing his fucking mind the entire season. Yeah. Dude, it's the shit. It's so fucking funny.
It's very cool. Very cool.
And I have a photo to show you, because I'm pretty sure it's the chick who does the T-shirts or whatever.
You know, they have TV show or they have podcasts where they dedicate it to like, you know, what? Poop Deck. What's the reality show? Under Deck.
Poop Dick.
No, they have that, and then they have Love Island.
Oh,
they have, like, podcasts.
No, fuck that. I just want to talk about it for a minute. No, I think this is the chick that does, like, the costume design for the show, and then also, like, makes some of the shirts or whatever.
That's fucking cool. That's Foreman right there. Foreman lost his mind after House
Dark
ended.
Burt, rape and murder professional. And he looks like fucking Blade.
Yeah. That was cool.
I think
no,
I said.
We should dedicate this show to just recapping, you know, Fish Tank Live.
Right. The entire show. That's not going to happen, by the way. But
oh, you've dedicated your life to recapping it to me.
Because it's funny to talk about with my friends. No, but if they don't make that into like a shirt, I'm just gonna rip it and make it myself.
Yeah. I will say they did get me when they kept spamming like you a fucking retard, you can't figure out the remote.
Oh yeah, the remote thing.
That was funny.
160 IQ and you can't figure out a TV remote works, you fucking retard.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. That's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
But Fish Tank, you know. Keegan supports it. I'm neutral. And God is against
you're a
it.
Nazi.
How'd you know?
You drive a BMW. That's how.
That is not the trend. If that's your only evidence, that's so faulty. I will post a picture of my fucked up car right now.
Imagine like just being called a Nazi over like driving an Audi. You're a fucking Nazi. Why? Because you drive a fucking Audi.
It's Audi. Audi's German. Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah Hitler has, like, that was, like, his car. He had, like, an Audi.
Hitler owned an Audi.
Hitler owned an Audi.
It's RFK here. We're banning Audis.
It's me, RFK.
Is he in?
I believe he is the health guru guy.
Because they were talking about Ben Carson.
Ben Carson's a fucking homosexual. I don't know anything about
sure.
Ben Carson.
Yeah, no, he's a neurosurgeon who threatened to hit his mother with a hammer, or whatever it was. Kick
that's
his ass
awesome.
With a hammer. Yeah, he's like got brain issues. He threatened to kill his friends or whatever.
Oh, so does RFK.
I don't think RFK did he.
He's got a brain worm. That's why everyone makes
no.
Fun of
brain. I mean like mental issues. But yeah, brain worm is.
You could say the same for RFK. The dude fucking cut a whale's head off, a dead whale's head,
no,
and put it on his car and drove it home with his fucking kids in the car. And it was leaking
cool.
blood and guts all over the place. And then there was the whole bear story. Do you remember the bear story? That was awesome. The fucking, he like found a roadkill bear or something and then was like, I'm going to take this home with me. And then he's like, wait, I have to get on a fucking plane. What am I thinking? So then he just like takes it and brings it into Central Park and puts it on a fucking bike and then like makes it look like it got into a hit and run, like in a bike accident in the middle of Central Park because there was a bunch of bike accidents going on at the time. And then like, it was this happened like probably like 10 years ago or something.
Oh my God.
But it was all over fucking like national news. Like someone put a dead bear in Central Park, blah, 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 blah.
That was RFK?
Yeah.
He admitted it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So like Roseanne cool. recently.
That's kind of awesome.
He was all fucking like, yeah, so I put the bear on a bike and I made it look like an accident. And Roseanne's sitting there like, ha, 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 ha.
Right.
And then he's like, you can't get me on this one because it's a statute of limitations or whatever. Now look at my brain worm.
Yeah. That motherfucker owes me $10.
Yeah.
Owes me $10. He lost.
A lot of people owe me money.
No, they don't. You owe a lot of people money.
That's not true. A lot of people owe me money.
No, you owe me like $5.
I owe nothing.
Yeah, we're even. You bought me chips.
That's true, but I did eat the like last bit of the chips.
That's fine. I plowed like most of them last
night.
Yeah,
you eat a whole fucking family-sized bag of chips yourself a day.
A day, man.
A daily basis for you.
Actually, if you guys can't tell, I'm sick as fuck. And
dude, yeah,
I've been treating my body
I know,
really
you fucking,
well.
You wear Thrasher t-shirts, you fucking skateboard, you're sick as fuck.
I'm sick as fuck.
You're sick as fuck, dude.
I'm sick, I'm confident, I feel good.
This guy, he's absolutely sick as fuck.
Had a decent day at work today.
Look at this guy. He's super sick. Holy shit. He's doing a 360 nose grind.
Yeah.
He's dark sliding that rail.
I don't know where life is heading. You know? I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what my goals are.
This guy is going brazy on Tony Hawk Underground.
Thinking about going to working for a salmon. Fish plant in Alaska. Alaska, never seeing anyone I care about ever again.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool. Where's Javen? Where'd he go? Oh, he's gone. He's in Alaska. Ted's told everyone to go fuck themselves. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
And then you can call in on my scheduled 30-second break, you know? I think it'd be cool. No, I'm kidding. Fuck Alaska. Again, fuck the Eskimos. That's going to be...
Dude, you can't...
Are they like a protected racial minority? Well,
yes,
what are
Eskimos? They're like their First Nations.
Inuits? Are they?
Yeah.
Of what nation? They were Russian.
North America.
They were Russian.
No.
They lived in Alaska. That used to be
and
Russian.
Canada.
Oh, like we respect the Canadians. Fuck the Canadians.
But they're First Nations people.
They said fuck their First Nation people.
They say fuck you. Fuck you, Polak.
Canadians said fuck them. I say fuck the Canadians. And we're at war with Russia.
They're not Russian, though.
They used to be. They used to be Russian.
No, whoever it's like Hawaii rules. It's like, what, so are the Hawaiians Japanese?
Yeah, kind of.
No, they're not.
When I want to make fun of the Hawaiians, they're Japanese.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're cannibals.
Oh, fuck. Speaking of Hawaiians eating shit, there's this fucking retard on Twitter that made me laugh really bad. It was during the fucking 2020 like election primaries.
Right.
This fucking Tulsi Gabbard roasted the shit, or like made fun of fucking
I'm also a cannibal. By
the way. Tulsi Gabbard's like what? Fucking Hawaiian senator, some bullshit like that?
Whatever.
She shit down Kamala Harris's throat during the debates, and then some fucking retard on Twitter, it's like, oh, if there's anything a Hawaiian knows, it's how to roast a pig. That's two in one. That's great.
Right.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
I heard something about Tulsi Gabbard being in the Democrats.
I heard of another pig, Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, man.
Damn, dude, are you like dying?
I don't know. Am I?
What are you doing? Looking at my phone.
No, for God's sake, man.
I have things in my notes. I swear. I swear I have things in my notes. Okay, here we go. Fritos, toilet paper, caffeine, work food.
That's a list of shit to buy.
No, it's notes for the show. It's notes for the show. This one says call orthodontist.
I have something in my notes. It just occurred to me that when my life is falling apart, I feel better. Oh, this is a personal one. Never mind. Sorry. I can't afford a therapist, so I go to OneNote, you know, by Microsoft and some good shit.
That's actually kind of fire, dude.
Thanks, bro. Listen. Oh, yeah. All my birthdays are like wrong. Johnny, what's your birthday? April 13th? All right. Okay. That one's right. Cody's is wrong. Okay.
This one says eggs, bread, 2 ultralight. Huh?
Hold on, I need to find it. You know it,
dude. I don't. Why are you questioning him on such hard things to answer? I don't even know anyone's birthday.
Oh, come on! I can't spell birthday. Fuck! God damn it! My thumb is fat.
So are you.
No
shit.
Why
your thumbs are fat?
No shit. Mom's birthday is April 7th. Is it? Yeah, but that's crazy. Yeah, I have all the birthdays here.
See, listen, I'm a professional, okay? I don't remember anybody's birthday. I just show up and I go, oh, yeah, it's like, today's the day, right? And they're like, no, my birthday's in July. It's January.
I wished our cowboy friend, like, happy birthday, like, 2 days late because it said it in my phone. Oh, my phone said like November 6th. He's like, bro, that was like 2 days ago.
No, I honestly don't remember anyone's birthday. Except like
I remember yours because yours is so close
enough,
to mine.
Weirdly enough, my friend Sebastian's.
Yeah.
It's like the 17th.
Interesting.
Of October.
That is weird. That's gay as fuck.
But like I don't even what, your birthday, what, the 23rd
yeah.
of July?
Yours is the 25th.
And then what?
Well, I remember because you're younger than me.
I just vaguely know like when people's birthday. Like, I think both my parents are around December. I don't know what day. My older sister's like March or something. And then from there on, I have no fucking clue.
Right.
I have no fucking clue.
I got no idea. It's just, it's like useless information. I don't really care. Yeah, so I have to write it down.
Well, no one ever got me gifts. Like, it was very rare that I got, like, gifts.
I would cry, but I'm physically incapable. Or vice versa.
So.
I'd shed a tear, but I'm physically incapable.
I just was like, whatever. I was always just like, just give me some fucking money.
No one ever got you gifts?
Well, I got gifts, but it was like not as often.
That was the thing you said. So no one ever got me gifts.
I didn't mean
why.
To say never, but it wasn't as often as like most people would. I would just because I would just be like, whatever, just give me some fucking money. I'll go get whatever I want. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's sweet.
But like other than that, like that's part of why I don't give gifts either. Is because like I just, you know, one, I forget. Two, like
you're cheap.
Yeah, I'm fucking easy.
No, you're cheap.
And easy.
Nope. No. I don't give people gifts because I'm cheap and retarded.
That too.
I don't give people gifts.
I don't care.
Well, you don't give people gifts. Well, if you had to get anyone gifts, no, you'd have
when
to
I
give
get,
400 people.
When I get people gifts, it's like out of the blue.
Because your friends are like the whole town.
That's not true.
You are.
I'm not friends with the whole
friends
town.
With, you know everybody.
Like, I know. Hey, I know two people.
The amount you hang out, it could be considered like a part-time job.
No.
That's true.
It's not.
What? How is it not true?
It's called I don't like being alone.
Defend
with my
yourself.
Thoughts. I don't like being alone with
so
my
you're
thoughts.
Agreeing.
No.
You
I'm
hang
not.
Out with everyone. It's a part-time job.
No, I don't hang out with everybody.
You do?
I don't. But I would.
It's a great defense. No.
No.
No, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
Nope.
No, I'm filibustering.
So, no, so
I'm correct. Filibustering right
I'm
now.
Assume I'm correct. You hang out with fucking all
what the fuck
people,
is? Can you explain to me what filibustering is?
It's fucking like you stand up on a podium and speak for 9 hours to delay the vote, and hopefully people get bored and then just say fuck it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm.
We should rename the show to Filibuster.
I'm
filibusting.
Filibusting.
I'm filibusting. I feel like I'm. I think I've heard that before. Filibusting. Yeah, I've heard that.
I'm going to fill a
All right, well, bust. Fuck it. The amount of support for the troops confuses me.
Yeah, that's what you have right
We're
now.
Not at war. I mean, they sound as productive as the unemployed.
Yet.
They're not even productive. They don't
what
do shit.
What do they do? Like, when they're not doing war stuff, they're just...
They're unemployed losers, the troops. They don't do nothing.
The majority of them are.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what the fuck do? They just march in circles while we're not at war? That's what I do at the unemployment office.
That's what you do in a fucking sweatshop kitchen.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? Oh, support for the troops. I work harder than they do. What, they went to boot camp? I'll give a... I've never been to boot camp.
I think you need to go to fat camp.
I'd love to go to fat camp.
Dude, you would love it. They'd be like, here's your single marshmallow for the day.
Yeah.
Here you go, tub.
People sneak in it.
And
people
then they
have,
fuck
you know,
in the ass.
People have
and
Skittles in their feet or whatever.
They molest you for a second marshmallow.
What?
They're like, oh, you want a second one? We'll come into the camp counselor's office.
I don't want it.
They
is that
lock
what
the
camp
door.
Is? It's like jail.
Yeah, they lock the door behind you like Harvey Weinstein with his button under his desk. And you just fuck
That
him.
Was not Harvey Weinstein.
He doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
That was like Richard Spencer.
Well, you get Richard
Anthony Weiner.
You get Anthony Weiner. You get Anthony Weiner by the camp counselor.
Oh, come on. How come, why is it anyone who tries to better their lives in some sort of institution gets taken advantage of sexually? It seems to be like the MO.
It's just the power.
Oh,
thing.
I'm in fat camp to lose weight. You're fucked.
Oh,
we fucked you.
I'm Julius Caesar. I'm going to fuck little boys.
Oh, how? My parents both killed themselves simultaneously.
It's
I'm
me.
I'm in the foster system.
Jeffrey Epstein.
You're fucked.
Yeah, I'm Michael Jackson.
He
Guess
was,
what?
No, he wasn't searching for help. He wasn't. Oh, he looked after the disenfranchised kids and then fucked them.
He had power and he molested kids.
Oh, okay.
He played with them like they were Legos.
Well, thank God I don't have any power.
But yeah, since Michael Jackson's been... killed, they melted him down and put him in the Lego so little kids could play with you.
Yeah.
Remember that joke? Remember that joke? Go around all the time around school as a kid.
What?
No, wait. You weren't in public school. There was a joke. It was like, oh, now that Michael Jackson's dead, fucking they melted him down and turned him into Lego so little kids could play with him.
When was this?
This was like fucking forever ago when he died.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad neither of us will ever have power.
None of this matters.
We don't fuck.
What are you talking about? We have power. How the fuck do you think the light switches work?
Yeah,
fucking retard.
That'd be funny. All pedophiles have power to their homes. Oh my God! Turn off the coffee
Everybody's
pot, honey.
Everybody's a fucking pedophile unless they live in the Congo.
If you use electricity, you fuck the. You know.
Everybody's a pedophile unless they're a fucking uncontacted tribe in the Amazon.
Yeah, that's like my sister's logic. She's like, "Oh my God, you watch TV, so you fuck kids." I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, that's my logic of like people calling people Nazis. I'm circling back to this. I'm weaving. Oh, interesting. I'm doing a Donald Trump weave right now. You know, because I think it's funny. I think it's funny. Not a black person weave.
That's what I was thinking.
like a conversational basket weave. Okay.
Yeah, I see. You're a professional.
I'm a professional.
I'm
retard,
being earnest.
But
you lost your train of thought.
I've lost my train of thought. Well, shut the fuck up. power, pedophiles, people, play.
That's what
PlayStation. PlayStation 5.
No, it's not. I was on it. You're weaving what you brought back, calling people. There's not something to do with black people.
I'm bringing back fucking.
I had to do something.
What the fuck is that? Whoa. Is that a bug? Yeah. Are you bringing a bug in here?
Oh, shit. It's a beetle.
Why are you putting a beetle in my
shit.
Fucking coffee table?
Yo, we got a dog here.
Hey, Johnny, guess
don't
what?
Don't kill him. Don't kill him. Don't kill the beetle.
It's my coffee table. I'll kill whatever the
it's
fuck I want.
It's my fucking beetle.
It's my coffee table. I'll kill your fucking beetle on
when
my coffee table.
When was the last time you oiled your coffee table?
When was the last time you oiled your cheeks so I could fuck you in the ass?
Right,
like Diddy.
Put it on me. No, because I'll tell you the last time I oiled your
fuck
coffee
you,
table.
Fuck you. Go to fat camp.
A week ago. I take care of it more than you do.
Give it to
feed
the cat.
It, yeah, feed it.
Give
the
it to
animal.
The cat.
Don't come
don't
on.
Put
it's
it on
bug,
his fucking cup. That's
die
fucked
soon.
Up. That's fucked up. Put it on the table.
He's got Raid all over him.
Put it on the table. Put it on the table.
It's something I drink.
Johnny, quit fucking with the beetle. Put the beetle on the fucking table. Put the beetle on the table. I just want to. I want to take a picture of it. Put it on the table.
Oh, that's cool. It's cool that we have beetles in the house now.
Move, Johnny. Get out of the way.
What a loser. What a fang. He killed the beetle. He killed the beetle. I like the beetle.
I crushed it with my fucking phone. I was like, come on, I just want to take a picture.
I knew it. I knew what you were doing. I just
come on, I just want to take a picture. I just want to take a picture of the bug. Yeah? Dude, I'd come. I'd come if you. Here, say that on the mic. You won't. Who gives a shit?
I can. I said not to.
Who gives a shit?
He did it.
Who cares? Now, if it was a spider, a different story. I'd take that motherfucker, eat it. He'd eat it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very true. Anyway, what was it you about weaving, being a professional?
I don't know. I'm a barber now.
A racist barber?
Yeah. Dude, that'd be awesome to like have a barber shop and just be a total racist. Chinese guy walks in.
Everyone.
He's like, how long can I get a haircut? You're like, fuck no.
Yeah.
You can't get a haircut in here.
Fuck no.
Ever.
Nope.
Nonsense General Mao's chicken.
Get your orange chicken looking ass out. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I mean, that's most of the barbers in town.
That's just a barbershop in general.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying it'd be cool to own a barbershop.
Do you go to the barber or do you go to a salon?
I go to a barber. I'm not a fucking dumb
bitch.
What
barber do you go to?
I go to like the old veterans shop or whatever. They're all watching Fox News and the stock exchange all day.
Oh, yeah. No, that's by your old apartment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually went there. I went there.
I used to just walk across the street and get my hair cut.
Well, it was great. I saw my old boss, your boss now.
Yeah.
I saw him in there. And then there's some old guy who kept screaming about nuking Silicon Valley.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was
I love going in there and listening to those guys talk about retarded shit.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even the guys. There's some old guy. Dude, literally, the old guy came in for
no,
a haircut.
No, it's all old
he
guys.
He was bald.
It's all old
a
guys.
A bald man walked into a hair
yes.
salon. And then was like, we got a new California. We got a new nuke it, nuke the blacks, shoot the blue. We gotta kill these liberals. We have to do it. They're turning and this I'm just country into with, a communism compound. I'm just sitting there with a razor blade in my neck. I'm like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, this just you get the dumbest fucking like old republic, like ancient
yeah.
fucking like Republican dudes, like guys that look like Gandalf in there, fucking like talking about like
the liberals are causing the stocks to fucking crash and I can't get my fucking car to start because liberals are taking all the oil. Yeah, exactly.
And the guy's got no hair, but he's in there for a haircut.
I just said
he looks like Howie Mandel.
Right. No, the bald old guys
yeah.
going to get their haircut.
But they're in there just to fucking be like,
the liberals. Yep. Trans people.
No, I'm just doing an impression of Tim Dillon.
Oh, are you?
I guess so.
No, I didn't hear it. These cocksuckers. you want an impression of Tim Dillon? Give me some caffeine.
I'll just give you a fucking deep fried burrito.
Deep fried burrito. Give me a chimichanga? Shit.
I got chimichungs in the fucking freeze.
Yeah, that does sound cool.
I got chimichungs in the freeze.
Those fucking... That's not
pull them out of the box.
I think chimichungas... Yeah. They don't, they're not fried, are they? They're just tortillas.
They're chimichungas.
No,
chimichungas.
No way they're fried. Well, they fried them and then froze it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, okay, all right. All right. Fair enough. Interesting.
I wish I could get fried and frozen, but I don't do drugs anymore.
Yeah, you're a wiener. You're a wiener.
No, I'm on like a streak of sobriety. I will fall off the wagon at some point. It's only a matter of time before a drug addict does drugs again.
Yeah. You drug addict. Twice. You did it twice.
I was doing other shit, too.
Oh, like smoking weed? Drinking?
Just fucking vent.
You were not doing
injecting
fun.
Heroin into my balls.
It is kind of funny. I'm like, dude, I can't go back to cocaine. Like, it's this big fucking... You did it like twice.
It's not true.
Yeah, what? You did it once, and you're like, what? And then
there was like
again.
Several times I did cocaine.
Twice.
Several.
Yeah, that's what most. Addicts,
there's just the two memorable ones that I like.
Thing
there's
that
two memorable
to
ones I like to talk about. Just two memorable ones I like to talk about. Two memorable times.
Did you ever buy coke and take it to your apartment?
No, I never bought it because I was bummed off my friends because I'm a fucking scumbag.
Yeah, no, that's usually what addicts, how many times addicts do what they're addicted to. Several times. Yeah, I'm addicted to this. I've done it
several
times.
Several as in the...
More than three.
I did it for a year straight.
No, you did not. You're such a liar.
I started doing
you're a
cocaine
liar.
And
you
I'm
fucking
doing it.
Sack of shit liar. We know coke addicts. You're not one of them. You're not addicted to coke. You never were.
I was getting there.
No, you weren't.
I was getting there.
Oh, I liked it. No.
Dude, I'd go to fucking Prescott like every fucking
You know
weekend.
How you know you're addicted? You deny that you're addicted to cocaine. You never did that.
I lied to myself.
No, you said, oh, I'm addicted.
If there was cocaine in the room, I'd do it.
That's not addicted. It's just you like cocaine.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I know that I will get addicted to cocaine.
That's retarded.
If I'm around it.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You never did it. You don't know.
What do you mean I never did it?
You never got addicted. How would you know you were going to get addicted?
I felt it.
Oh, you felt it. Well, as long as you felt it. As long as you felt it, it means it's true.
I felt it coming on. I was like, I like this. I need this all the time. And then I had to lie to myself.
I could say I was addicted.
I had to lie
to
myself because then I started taking Vicodin and was like, oh, fuck yeah. Mm. Oh, boy, let's kill myself.
Yeah, but that...
Oh, boy, let's get blackout drunk and take Vicodin and destroy my apartment.
Yeah, that's like... But that's less addiction.
Oh, boy.
That was less addiction and more just self-destruction.
Yeah, but really, then I was also like, oh, boy, let's fucking kill myself.
Yeah, like, I don't even know if I've ever been, like, addicted to alcohol. I've definitely drinking a lot of it over a small period of time.
I feel like when you truly know that you're addicted to alcohol is like when you wake up the shakes and just stave them off, you drink more alcohol. That's the point.
That's
of
what
like,
we were doing.
Pretty much,
like 6
yeah.
months.
So we,
but I wouldn't consider that addiction. Because when it's time for me to be like, oh, okay, I feel like shit, I'm going to stop, it wasn't like a pain in the butt.
Right.
I just stopped drinking. That was it. Like, I don't think I was addicted. I guess you could say I was addicted to marijuana. Like a total fucking gay loser.
Yeah, I quit smoking weed because, like, it was just fucking up my brain.
Yeah, it was shitty.
I can never think straight. Like, it's just, like, it's bad. I can't think at all now.
Yeah.
Imagine that, like, times 10.
I can.
I don't know how I fucking was doing shit that I was doing at the time.
Yeah, me neither, man. I don't know how. It was funny how long I could hide it from my parents, though. Because weed makes you lethargic, lazy, and eat a lot of food. Those are all things that I've done previously.
Yeah, because you were just fat.
I was just a fat ass. So I would, like, eat an entire tray of cookies. That's like, oh, that's just Javen being Javen. There's nothing different with his character. Meanwhile, I'm just ripping fucking bongs in the bathroom.
Right.
No one could tell the difference.
Damn, I'll never forget the time that fucking... time I got caught smoking weed.
Yeah.
Never forget that. Because I used to just fucking come home after school and, like, you know, wait till fucking my parents go to bed at, like, 3 a.m. So I'd, like, take a nap, like, right after school, wake up.
Yeah.
And then I'd, like, turn on my 24-inch fucking Vizio TV and have headphones on, like, after my parents.
That's not a TV.
Yeah, it's pretty much a
monitor.
But it was a TV, but I'd sit in front of it, and I'd fucking smoke weed with my window open at, like, 3, 4 in the morning. And get fucking high and just watch reruns of, like, Two Broke Girls and shit.
That's an awesome show to watch while you're high.
I would just be fucking lit. And then there was one time I thought they went to bed, but they, like, went into their room and then they came back out to, like, you know, get fucking whatever out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
They smelled it. Then they came into my room and they took, like, a gram of weed. They kicked in my fucking bedroom door and were like, what the fuck are you doing in here? Where is it? And I had already, like, laid in bed and, like, turned the lights off. And was,
yeah.
All right, I'm going to bed now. And then they kicked the fucking bedroom door. And I was like, fuck, really?
That's
fuck. And so then I, like, was like, all right. And I pulled, like, the gram of weed out of the top drawer of my dresser and gave it to them. Little did they know I had so much more shit, like, underneath the bottom drawer in that little air pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But they ended up smoking.
Underneath the bottom drawer.
Yeah, there's a little pocket, and I had, like, a shoebox full of shit.
That's awesome.
But they ended up fucking, like, taking that gram, smoking it, and then they, like, later on, like, 2 days later or whatever, they're like, that weed was shit.
Yeah, what?
That weed was shit.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
That's so mean.
Your parents smoking your weed and just being like, that's shit.
That's shit-ass
weed.
That's
shit.
That's so mean. That's such a funny story, too. Parents barging in to smoke your dank. And then they call it shit later.
Dude, it was fucking communist Russia in that house. I swear to God. The means of production was seized. Me producing enough money out of my mom's purse to buy weed to smoke. Well, I guess technically she bought the weed, so it's capitalism.
You should have been like, that's what dad said to your pussy, bitch. After he fucked it.
He seized the means of reproduction.
He was like, yeah, he stole your pussy and then threw it back at you later and said, that was a shit ass.
You can
pussy.
Keep the kid, too.
You can raise that fucking nut.
I'm leaving. I'm going to play World of Warcraft for the next 23 years.
Fucking, what a fucking loser. What a gay loser.
That guy's so fucking funny.
That guy's so fucking gay, dude. The gayest.
I wish I knew my dad.
Yeah, I'm glad you don't.
Yeah,
you're cool without him.
Oh well.
Yeah, you're cooler without him. I'm definitely cooler without my dad too.
Yeah, I need to quit smoking.
No, smoke more.
You're right. What am I talking about?
Yeah, what are you, a wiener?
What am I talking about?
Smoke more, and then it'll incentivize you to quit. Double down.
That's true.
Then pull out.
Oh, I'm not going to pull out of fucking Iraq. I'll tell you that.
No.
I'm in. I'm betting on Iraq exploding.
Betting on war.
No. Yeah. I've been smoking the Newports, dude. I've been getting bad.
Yeah.
They're
they
stinky.
Smell like shit.
They're stinky.
They smell like ass, bro. The other ones were not nearly as stinky, but they were harsher, weren't they?
Yeah, they were fucking me up.
Yeah. Oh, I was making myself laugh. Fucking, you know, the Kalshi betting?
Yeah.
I'm just like,
Shout out Kalshi. I just lost the fucking house.
Well, it would be funny if you could just bet on like what body part Trump's going to get shot in next.
It's and like then, operation.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And they have like the grid. You're like, I think it's his hand. And then I was I kept going with it like some fucking employee of some shit ass place bets like 10G on him getting shot in the fucking, you know, arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls his boss. He's like, "Hey, I quit. Trump got shot and killed. I'm a fucking millionaire."
There was a Kennedy level assassination.
I'm retired now.
And I'm the richest man on the planet. Fuck you.
I mean, just
Bill
like
Gates. Fuck
betting,
you.
Betting on and then it's a Kalshi ad. And then it's just like boom bing boom. Betting on the apocalypse. Kalshi.
Betting on the end of the world.
Boom bing bing. Betting on the end of the world. I mean, that's how cynical and, you know, nihilistic black pilled the world is right now.
Dude, it's awesome.
People are betting
I'm
on
glad
Trump
people are
getting
finally
killed.
Getting on my level.
Yeah.
Of just being like, fuck it.
No, retirement's not the S&P. It's whether our leader is going to get killed.
Dude, I feel like I've been like, fuck it. I'm going to kill myself forever. And now everybody else is just like, fuck it. I guess I'll kill myself too. And I'm like, no. Fuck you. This is my thing.
You're a copycat.
This is my thing.
Yeah, this is my thing.
I tried, okay?
Eternally
I failed.
Kill myself.
And that's why we have this show.
And never, yeah, it is. It is. We are. See, Kalshi's betting on the apocalypse. We're laughing at the apocalypse.
Yeah. It's
very similar in that way.
I grew up.
World's ending. I don't know why it's. I was about to say celebrities are fucking kids, but I mean that's like normal. That's not even the
that's
apocalypse.
Just everyday.
That's
fucking
Tuesday.
That's an everyday normal motherfucker thing.
Hey, that's Monday.
It's just a regular everyday normal motherfucker thing.
Halsey's
what's
been
that
sucking off fourth graders.
Fuck Halsey.
Monday.
What's that song called? Fucking. I'm just a regular everyday normal motherfucker.
Oh, I think it's like a joke song, right? It's like a Lil Dicky thing.
No.
No, it's not. I don't.
Lil Dicky's a fucking fag.
Yeah.
I can't stand that piece of
shit. I don't like
shit.
Him either, but.
He's not funny.
Yo, he's like you in a lot of ways.
No, I'm
sorry.
Not
I had
funny
to throw
on
that
purpose.
Out.
He's just not funny.
Yeah. People love him for some reason. People love his little Jewish penis. He's Jewish, right? Lil Dicky? He's got to be.
Yeah.
I know I've said this on a podcast before, but fucking NF, like Christian rap, he's like a Christian rap artist. I shit you not. NF is his name. It's like Nathan Finkelstein.
It's me, Nathan Finkelstein.
His name is Nathan Finkelstein. And he's just like a Christian rap artist. It's amazing. It was an amazing find. When I found out his last name was Finkelstein, it was amazing. It was a great day.
Twinklestein?
Finkelstein.
Speaking of like Christian music, I was like listening to this band and I like today and it pissed me off because I found out like listening to the lyrics, I was like, oh fuck, this is a Christian band. Fuck, this sucks.
They
had like one good song and then I listened to like the next song on the album. I was like, oh, this sucks ass. Yeah. It was absolute fucking bullshit.
And it's not that like Christians can't make good music. It's that no one wants to listen to music where you're being a straight edge. All right, that's gay as fuck.
That's not even it. It was just like, oh, this is cool. And then the next song like switches and it's like fucking, I don't know, something about Jesus or something. And I was like, what the fuck? Like it was, the first song was good. I don't remember the band's name because I've like tried to wash it out of my head.
Yeah.
But
here's my question. the hole that we all have in our souls. You know, everyone's coming up with different ways of how to fill that void.
I don't think everybody has that hole, but most people, like
most people have a hole. Well, I mean, a lot of people are religious. They have a hole that is being filled by religion. Anything that fills that hole is in a good way, that you claim is a good way. That's not going to be a great catalyst for art. You know, no one's making Scientology bangers. I mean, because that's what religion is. It's filling that void.
Right.
Any fucking like religious music's not really going to be great art.
Yeah, religion, politics.
Politics filling the void. Yeah, are you even listening?
An ideology, an ideology of any sorts isn't going to fill that void. It's just going to be
no
something that consumes you.
No. only thing that's going to fill that void is true accomplishment. It's
gay sex. Lots of gay sex.
You don't even like it.
No, you hate it.
You're
in fact,
getting raped.
You just
purpose.
Do it because you get paid to.
You're doing it because you're getting paid to.
You're getting paid to.
Yeah. Exactly. What are you looking up?
I'm just scrolling through Instagram.
Fucking, bruh. You were going to look something up. You opened the phone. You're like,
I opened
well, fuck
it.
I'll just scroll.
I saw something and I was like, oh, cool. And then I continued to scroll and I got lost. And, you know.
Am I the last human on Earth?
No, actually.
I'm the last person on this planet.
You're the last one who, has
who has control
has critical opinions on art but doesn't actively try to make anything themselves.
Yeah, so what, who cares?
So you're the critic guy from fucking Ratatouille.
Yeah.
But instead of, you're just super fat.
He's well respected within the world of Ratatouille.
Yeah,
he could have, I mean,
no,
he's
not
villain.
Respected, he's feared.
No, he's, yeah, I am feared. Thank you. I don't fear.
Everyone's people scared of you.
Me. Good.
they
afraid, should be.
They're afraid you're going to eat their entire
no,
fucking
they're
house
scared I'm
going to
shit down their throat.
No, they're scared you're going to come in and fucking say something mean and then eat everything out of their fridge.
How dare you say I don't produce art? I've been known to produce art.
You know what's funny? I keep calling you fat and I keep saying all these fat jokes, but you've lost a lot of weight. And I've brought this up before.
Well, yeah, I'm... It's weird.
I'm
it's
just,
weird you
I'm
being
just,
kind to me.
And I'm
very
just
strange.
Saying, I'm just saying, you're starting to look a little sexy. I might have to start selling your
I'm
ass
very,
on the street corner. I got to pay rent somehow. This show barely covers anything.
No. It's actually a...
in fact, it's a net to. Negative.
It's, I don't want to say it, but, you know, whatever.
No, I'll admit it. I'll fucking admit it. I'm the producer of this fucking bullshit show. I'm the producer slash fucking...
We don't have to talk about it.
No, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Since I'm feeling...
I don't like...
Since I'm feeling feverish now.
I don't...
since you've given me your fucking...
Oh, no. You got it from me. I didn't give it to you.
No,
you ate
you
my
gave
food,
it to me.
You drank
came,
my drinks.
You came into my room.
Nope.
And you fucked me in the ass.
Okay, all right. Maybe I did give it to you. Just don't elaborate.
You gave me AIDS. It's AIDS.
I have AIDS.
No. No, I just, I'm like, my nose is a little irritated because I've been smoking Newports.
Yeah.
I did, however, fucking work on my car.
Interesting.
I buffed out the headlights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they'll be good for another 2 weeks.
That's yeah. That's how it is, though. It's so fucking stupid. It's so stupid.
Dude, yeah, they're going to get fucked up, like, you know, fast. And yeah. I'm just going to have to get new ones, like the housing.
It's probably not the worst idea.
So
you can't buff out all the damage, unfortunately. Do they look better?
Right. They're clearer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I gotta go out there and check them.
Yeah, you worked on it. What do you mean?
It says wait an hour.
Okay. I was like,
the
wait,
coating,
what?
The coating on the outside of the.
Like, yeah, license. Just reattach the bumper of my car. I'm like, oh, cool, dude. You're like, yeah, I gotta check it.
I gotta check it. I got cookies in the oven.
I got cookies in the oven.
They're cooking. This is my favorite way to record an episode like this. Not giving a fuck at all.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm sick. We had to record one. We definitely did.
I didn't have to do anything.
That's life. You don't have to do anything.
I don't have
but
to
it's
do
probably
it.
A good idea to raise your kids. You know what I mean?
Fuck
it's
that.
It's like a good idea.
My parents weren't there to raise me.
Them.
The fucking streets raised me. I'm a real ass wigger. I'm a wigger.
Never been more at peace.
What would you
so,
call? What
so
would you,
full of hatred.
What would you call a Native American like wigger? Would you just get rid of the N?
A bunkie.
Would you just get rid of the N?
An igger. No, is that not what you meant?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or an Native American. What do you mean? Was that a trap? An Native American or an igger? What'd you mean?
I'm talking about like, you know, because
or
Neanderthal. No, cannibal is the right
Income
word.
Poop.
Cannibal.
An
That's the
animal.
Right word.
Annabelle. Hey, Annabelle is just cannibal. Cannibal.
Cannibal?
Yeah, Cannibal. That sounds like a movie idea.
Can't spell Annabelle without Cannibal. Or no, it's the other way around.
You know, you got it, man. That's
can't
fun.
Spell Cannibal.
Oh, got it.
Can't spell Cannibal without Annabelle.
Annabelle, fucking.
Yeah, I need to get like some high vis shit. Just wear it all the time.
I need to fuck.
I should just get like, you know, a high vis vest and walk around all the time in a high vis vest. You know, kind of like that homeless guy out there on the street corner, like by the grocery store.
Oh.
Yeah. He just pushes a shopping cart around and sweeps the streets and wears a high vis. And
he's
looks like,
homeless.
He looks like a question mark because he's got like a broken back or whatever.
Oh, no.
But like, that's all he does is sweep streets.
Oh my God! Yeah, I've seen him around.
Yeah, that guy rules.
That guy is cool.
He's actually a productive, more productive member
than the U.S. military.
Of the community than anybody in any sort of like a seat for a council in this town. He's the most productive member.
Of
this entire community. That guy is holding the place together,
dude. It's the council.
That guy is holding the entire foundation of this city together.
Once he dies, it's pandemonium,
dude. Everything is gonna go to shit.
It's gonna go to shit,
and it's gonna go to shit soon. Housing market's gonna crash.
Yep.
Fucking Chinese are coming by all the fucking houses.
Oh man, I can't wait for every fucking lease. Home title, is the name is going to say Lee.
It's going to say Yen. A Black Rock.
Well, all right.
Black Rock Apartments.
Black Cock Apartments.
But there's no person of any sort of African ethnicity living in those homes.
I mean,
it's all yuppie, like white people. Who like
the worst
who like,
white people who bought like Airbnbs?
Yeah,
I
who are into like, you know, fucking downtown art or whatever.
A soda sopa, you know, the soda sopa clientele.
Yeah,
yeah, dude, that was the fuck. Because when I worked for Optimum and I was installing internet, those are the worst people to deal with. It's like the young, hot California white couple.
No, they're annoying.
Who bought
they're
the
fucking
Airbnbs.
Annoying. You know what?
They're like, this is an investment. We put some money.
No, you need to have your fucking skull caved in with a brick.
Yeah, no, they need like riots.
You need your legs broken with a fucking coffee table.
I have every fucking horrible yuppie I worked for, I written down their address. So when shit goes down, I'm gonna go to their houses. We're gonna fuck
that's
some shit
awesome.
Up.
Awesome. I'm pretty sure that's illegal too. But
writing
who cares?
Down addresses.
Who follows the fucking rules?
Writing addresses is not it's not illegal. It's not illegal to write down addresses. It's up
you know
to society to not riot. It's not my fault.
You know
what's
interesting to me? Being like anti-government, but not anti-corporate. You feel like those two would go hand in hand, right?
Yeah, they do in my eyes.
Right.
I hate them both.
But like, there's people who are like anti-government.
Fuck
like,
the government, but I love Walmart.
They're like, you know, fuck a war. You know, like the ghetto boys, but... Then fucking, you know, you got fucking...
Leave Amazon alone! I love Dr. Pepper!
You know?
Stop being mean to Xbox!
Why? Why? Xbox makes the drones that kill people in Ukraine.
They're broke! They have no money! They have no care in their lives! Their lives are fucking hollow.
Yeah, so they're sucking off...
All
Dr.
they have is
they're
Snapple.
Sucking off a giant black Dr. Pepper cock?
Yeah. I wish I wasn't taxed as much. Fuck the government so
no,
I can buy more Dr. Pepper.
I just don't get it.
I don't get it either, man.
I don't get it.
I don't get why people don't hate corporations.
You guys love sucking off Xbox, but they're making the drones that kill fucking poor Iraqi. And,
well, that's like, the part of the government they do like. They're like, yeah, we're pro fucking killing the brown people all over the world. Just stop taxing me for it. Don't give me the bill.
I just don't get it. Just don't get it. They're both sucking, the government and corporations are both sucking each other off.
Yeah.
But like.
The worst of both is when they're in bed. It's horrible.
Yeah. It's like a Christian conservative man watching fucking two black gay men. No, a black man and a white man having interracial gay sex.
Interesting.
Like a man from the 20s, straight man from the 20s watching a white man and a black man have gay interracial sex. That's what it is.
I don't. Where am I going with this?
I don't know. I don't know. So the government's the white.
That's the white guy. When corporations and government are in bed guy? Together like that, it's that's what it should be viewed. I don't know.
No, it's like watching two dudes. It's like watching two dudes rape one woman and then being mad at one of them. Like, oh, that guy's the bad one.
Right.
And they're like, what about this guy? He's fucking her mouth.
What no, he's white.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's right. White. He gets off scot-free.
Yeah.
This one, on the other hand, gets thrown in the judicial system.
Yeah.
This one's going through the fucking... hit him with the book, quite literally.
Yeah.
Rodney King is ass with the book.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then the other one gets off scot-free because why? Oh, I don't know. Dr. Pepper's cool.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Pepper is one of the rapists, and they're like, "Oh, we're cool with him."
Yeah, doc.
We're cool with his global.
It is a doctor, and his name is Pepper. His last name is Pepper.
Yeah, what do you think he was gonna do? Ask for consent?
No, he's a gynecologist. It's his job.
He's gonna be in every store in the whole country. He's gonna rape you for your wallet. Rape your wallet. Yeah. Well,
no, he doesn't need to rape you for his wallet.
Why doesn't Dr. Pepper have to rape?
Because he's a doctor. He makes a shit ton of money.
What? No.
He's also a gynecologist.
No, doctors...
So he doesn't need to ask for consent.
What's the doctor in Dr. Pepper? Is that before medical boards exist? They could just give anyone the title of doctor? How old is Dr. Pepper?
Fucking old.
It was
fuck.
Like a tincture from the 1800s. And he's like, I'm a doctor. It's like, you never went to school.
In fact, you've just been
You're
poisoning.
Uneducated.
In fact, you've been poisoning African American people for. For years.
You're not a doctor at all.
You've been giving them diabetes for years.
It's like what? What's Tom Segura's doctor friend? Dr. Burt?
Kreischer?
No. Fucking doctor. What if he went to Yale? What if he went to Yale and paid and like got a PhD? What if he comes back from hiatus? He's like, hey guys, I got a PhD.
Hey guys, I got a PhD. It says Dr. Machine on it.
Okay, guys, I'm smart now. I'm sorry.
Look, I can also. I'm also Dr. Adolf Hitler machine.
You have to.
I'm drinking out of Adolf Hitler's cup.
Yeah, you have to respect me. You have to call me.
You
doctor.
Have to respect me. Call me doctor.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and he's one of those guys that just insists on calling him doctor.
Yeah, he's like, just a total.
Bert Kreischer. That's Dr. Kreischer to you.
That's Dr. Kreischer to you.
It's like you are fat.
You are retarded. Kill yourself.
You're a fat doctor.
How about you break that fucking Hitler teacup and fucking slit your throat with it?
Yeah. He has a Hitler teacup?
Yeah. Tom Segura gifted that shit to him. He's like, I had to go through black market means to get this to you. What if it's just a fucking replica with like a fucking swastika stamp on the bottom of it? It's just like... It's not even real. It's made out of Chinese plastic.
Nazi silverware?
Yeah.
He has Timu Nazi silverware.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It came from China.
He's got Timu Nazi plates. Fuck. You know, if Bert Kreischer was in a crosswalk getting hit by a semi truck and I read about it in the news, I'd fucking light a cigar.
You know, it'd be awesome if we got like
a cigar.
If we got like a China cabinet in here and then like we filled it with like all Goodwill, like Goodwill, like China, like a bunch of like somebody's dead grandmother's like fucking I don't know
garage sales,
like floral plates or whatever, and then we just put fucking Nazi stamps on the bottom of it, and we just show people every time they come over, they're like, "Why do you have Nazi memorabilia?" Because it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's fake Nazi memorabilia.
Listen, it'll be worse. This is my retirement.
They start breaking all of our fucking fine china, and they're just like, "What are you doing?" And then we sue them over fake Nazi memorabilia.
Oh my god, that's an antique.
Just gaslight them into like thinking they're on the right side of history. Wow. When in fact they're on the wrong side and they're ending up in the judicial system.
I love stripping busybodies of their virtuous title. Getting them off that high horse.
And then you get to call them a Nazi for destroying history or whatever.
Yeah, because they were actually like...
Because that's history I wrote. That's the best joke history I wrote.
Yeah.
I wrote that just now.
They were actually gay black plates. They were not Nazis.
They were actually like BLM plates. If you looked at the fine print, that's a BLM swastika.
Fine print.
It's a BLM swastika. Because swastikas are around the world. And just because the Nazis decided to co-opt it and fucking turn it into a psyop and use it as a symbol against everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of Buddhism or fucking whatever.
It's not what I've seen BLM wear. I don't think they're into any sort of fine print. They're into very bold print. you know?
Yeah. BLM. You know what that stands
like
for?
Like easy, you know. Branded things.
Yeah. Products. Very
products. That corporation
merch.
Products. Merch. What is it? Hype beasts. Hype
like,
beastuals.
Like
a heist hype beastual.
BLM Supreme.
Hey guys, check out my new hype beast haul, and I'm gonna fuck my dog later. We got a hype beastual.
Hell yeah, dude.
A hype beastual.
I miss the BLM days.
Yeah, man. I miss when they would just fuck a city up.
No, I just miss getting Snapchats from my friend who like lived in San Francisco.
Oh, and he just
and he would just be running down the street. Be running down the street with a fucking mannequin he stole. That was the only thing he stole. Broke a window to steal a mannequin and just took off with it.
Damn, that is cool. That is cool.
I was like, hell yeah, this guy rules.
Hell yeah, man.
I don't give a shit about any of the political stuff. None of that. I miss just getting snap stories.
They're demands. They're
him
demands.
Just like stealing shit.
Break into a Target. That's the
It was kind of awesome.
That was cool.
That just the cool. One-armed mannequin as he's running down the street with a fucking, you know, t-shirt wrapped around his head like a shiesty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, dude.
Just taking off with a fucking mannequin.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you do with it? He probably still has it.
Yeah, probably. It's probably got some awesome fucking... It's fleeking right now. The drip on that mannequin. The BLM mannequin. It's got to be on fire.
Yeah, it's got to be... I wonder if he's got like Supreme shit on it. Dressed in a bunch of Supreme.
It has Yeezys on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It has 14 houses, like the owners of BLM. Isn't that funny? They're like, yeah, because I'm
BLM, just,
like yeah,
private land?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or public land or whatever.
Private land, yeah.
No, that's, BLM is public.
Oh, Bureau of Land. Yeah, that is. Sorry.
Fucking retard.
That's what we've been talking about the whole time.
Yeah, we've been talking
what?
About BLM the whole time, dude.
The Bureau of Land Management is in San Francisco
yeah.
breaking the buildings.
Yeah, dude.
It's a mob.
You know, they were
now.
Flying flags or whatever, and I didn't get it. I was walking around. Why is everybody talking about the Bureau of Land Management? I didn't get it.
Well, man, there's you know there's two of them right now. There's two of BLMs.
What do you mean there's two?
Oh, never mind. I'll tell on the formulator. On the formulator. That is very funny. Good job.
I only thought there was one. I only thought there was one, dude.
Well, I do like the Bureau of Land Management. They are cool. I like the both of them. On record. Don't kill me.
You like how I drug that out for so long just to get you into the fucking...
That was funny. That was very good. I'm actually very impressed. Very impressed. I mean, I think you said a couple of things that cued it off, but yeah, great job.
Yeah. I just didn't get it. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Why is he running down the street with a mannequin? Okay.
I guess that's what BLM's into now.
I guess, yeah, I guess this is what they're fucking... What, they, like, save little deers and fawns from, like, whatever? You can go kill them on... land and then
well,
also they're into you know stealing and
deers
breaking
and
shit okay
deers and cool. Fawns are coincidentally gay language that's some LGBT shit in
right.
San Francisco. Are you a deer, you a fawn, you an otter, you a bear, you a fag, you a bitch,
I'm a Glock 17,
you a black, you a boop,
I'm a Glock 17,
you're a Glock 17,
yeah,
wow, so thin, black and hard.
But you gotta pull me for a long time before I blow.
Wow! So
because the trigger pulls on those things fucking suck.
Yeah, they do. They're very strange.
I don't like Glocks.
I like Glocks. I do like them.
Ah, oh, they're gay. I'll get
a
lot of
they're
heat.
Very,
I'll get a lot of heat from the fucking the BLM community.
They're very
because
brutalist. They're a brutalist pistol. They're cool. Like
I'd rather just
most generic looking pistol ever. They're awesome,
right?
I'd rather
get a Taurus, the most reliable thing on the market.
A Taurus. All right, man. I need to take more Dayquil, maybe NyQuil.
Right.
I need some ibuprofen.
I need some Valium.
I need some Valium.
I just need fucking drugs.
Dude, I can use just a little.
No, I think I'm going to get me a Colt Python and put it in my mouth and just fucking...
I'll put it in your mouth?
Just fucking...
Suck off a Colt Python?
Just
come on, dude. Don't say that.
That's how I felt today. And I was like, why am I irritable? Why am I so irritable? And it was all because, like, my shoes just were hurting my feet and I needed a cigarette. I was like, this is why I need to quit smoking.
Yeah.
That was why.
See, something similar actually kind of happened today. I found myself getting more and more angry. I was like, oh, I haven't had an in my mouth for like 40 minutes.
Usually I'm like, I didn't sleep very well. I didn't eat. Oh, no, I just didn't have a fucking cigarette. Oh, I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
But on that note, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette and jerk off. Mm-hmm. And not put a gun in my mouth. On the record, not going to do that.
No. Because people are after you.
They are. They want a piece of me.
Yeah. If they think...
They want a piece of that ass.
If publicly you're suicidal, it makes it very easy for them to take
you. But I'm only public about it on public lands.
Territory. Hi, yay, yay! Is that a rapper on my land, boy?
No, that's a Snickers bar. Exactly. That's an empty Snickers bar.
Exactly. It's not permitted.
I already ate the Snickers. This
you got a permit for that Snickers? For the record, I said Snickers, fuckers. I don't need that edited. Something horrible.
Yeah, but Snickers looks like a black dick.